Blog Talk Radio.
There will be no boots on the ground, and it's only a handful of terrorists. I love that. And you know what? If I was a Muslim, I'd go nuts. If I was a good Muslim, I'd go nuts listening to guys like Obama, Kerry, Brennan, and every politician that's trying to get some money under the table. Talk about this religion of peace that's been hijacked by a handful of Muslims. Yeah, and it's a religion of peace. And it wasn't a religion of peace for those people on the planes that went into the World Trade Center or into the Pentagon or into the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It wasn't a religion of peace that day. And I guarantee you they hated the words Allahu Akbar. So there will be no boots on the ground. And a handful of terrorists have hijacked a terrorific religion. And this is the presidential pen and phone confirmation as of today. My fellow Americans, this is what he isn't saying. The 160,000 troops that I am sneaking back into Iraq to cover my mistakes have all been ordered to wear ballerina slippers. My stroke of genius to run out of Iraq was a success. Osama bin Laden is dead, even though I gave him 4 months to escape. I couldn't get a message to him. They were watching me. I even announced his demise on a Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. to cut down on that USA, USA crap. I have my moose lambs seated in the government to protect the Sharia constitution. I failed to disarm the local police, but my campaign to make them all look like gun-crazy racists is moving ahead. Oh, the brutality of the police, it's outrageous. You got to watch some National Geographic documentaries on Siberia and see how they let one guy out of a cell. He cannot stand up straight. He has to be bent over. And he has to beg for permission to come out of his cell, and they're going to take him for a walk in a minus 20 degree, minus 40 degree wind chill factor weather. And you know how they come bring him out? With 5 guards and 2 dogs. One guy. Thank you, communist brothers in the media, for covering up for all the dead Americans in Afghanistan. You know he's killed 2,300 Americans. You don't know that. All you know is Bush. Bush did it all. We didn't have to go to Iraq. You know what? I heard Bernie that hangs around with Seamus in the morning. Yeah, Bernie, I can't remember, McGurk. He was saying that 5,000 died and we didn't have to go to Iraq. How does he know? Was he on the 80th floor at the World Trade Center? How does he know? Does he remember that night when America hid under the bed? Does he remember that night where it was a kind of restless, kind of hard to go to sleep, not a plane in the sky, not a star moving, not one plane in the sky from here to Europe, to the Pacific? Not one plane in the sky. And how many planes landed and terrorists got off? Mission foiled. We don't know. And all that DNA dust that rose up, that vapor that rose up from all the immolated victims. And they told us that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. And we had to go and find out for ourselves. We didn't have to go. That's nice to say. After the ball game is over, you could say we didn't have to catch that ball. Yeah, after the ball game is over. Hindsight, man. That's what they call hindsight. Fools with hindsight. Yep, best move we made was taking out Saddam. I'll tell you one team that was happy that Saddam got taken out. That was the soccer team. Yeah, they got to keep their feet. Yeah, and they didn't have to go in the Iron Maiden. And every high school girl was thrilled that the Uday was taken out. Remember, you used to pick out the girls for the weekend, rape them, torture them, and then kill them and feed them to his dogs? Oh, that's not true. That's propaganda from the other side. Would you like to have a date with Uday? You can't, because he's been planted on Sandal Hill by the U.S. military. Really sad. really sad. And, of course, the cowboy on a bicycle, he gave Saddam a necktie party. Yep. And you know what Saddam's last words were? Yeah. Let me tell you something about terrorists. The only thing terrorists fear is a bigger terrorist. That's the only thing they fear and respect. So our president said, I failed to disarm the local police, but my campaign to make them all look like gun-crazy racists is moving ahead. And thank you, communist brothers in the media, for covering up all the dead Americans in Afghanistan. You kept all 2,300 killed and 15,000 wounded out of the news. Not one name was ever announced. It was genius to classify the dead Americans as NATO troops to be identified later. You know, Bush only lost 461 in Afghanistan. And you had to hear this General Keane tonight on Kelly. He says, we're not going to win. How's that? And all the generals, even Dumpster Dempsey, who follows all of Obama's instructions to the letter, is covering his culo. Yeah. Because he knows that Obama is sending Americans to die without a backup. And I guarantee you, as sure as a Sitting Bull won the Little Bighorn, Obama's going to have more troops in the Middle East before he's out of office than he had when he came into office. All it's going to take for one giant slaughter and American bodies to be shown on TV as Al-Qaeda does a dance. And that'll be it, man. That will be it. And he'll be finished. And his party will be finished. And I hope his party gets finished in November. Why wait two more years? Don't worry about impeaching him. Let's get rid of the Democrats that are doing his work now, his dirty work. Get them. Get Mary Landrieu in Louisiana. She's bad. She's a bad woman. Mala femina. Okay, so let me see what else we got here. And this is our president speaking. I made a great baseball trade. I got back a Bo Birdcall, and I gave the Taliban back their government. Five of the most dangerous leaders, two governors, one head of intelligence who killed the most CIA operatives in one day, one head of communications, and one minister of defense. Did you see the five? They got a quintuplet picture of the five. You wouldn't want any of them in your house for ice cream. Here are the five guys. Khairullah Kerkua. He was governor of Herat province. Abdullah Nuri. Narullah Nuri. He was the governor of Balkh province, and two provinces. And then there was good old Abdul Haq Wasik. He was the head of Taliban intelligence. And he's on the list of Human Rights Watch violations. And there was a guy named Mohammed Abi Omeri. He was the head of Taliban communications. There was a guy named Mohammed Fazl. He was minister of defense. He likes to kill Shia. And the number five guy, I know I named six, but I don't know how I got six names, but the number five guy is Mohammed Nabi. And he was head of Taliban security, and he's the guy that penetrated the CIA. And he killed a lot of CIA guys. I think there was one instance where he was supposed to show up for a meeting, or he sent somebody with a vehicle, and they let the guy get too close, and he blew everybody up. Now, how many GIs did they murder when they were out before Bush rounded them up and took them off the battlefield? And the ACLU got them released. So, and what do we get back? We got back a traitor, a deserter, a guy who walked away from his brothers in battle and left them one man short on the battlefield. And that we also lost, what they say, 9 guys looking for him. And speaking as your president, I can't wait to decorate Princess Private Manning and KGB agent Snowden with the Order of Lenin for giving secrets to the New World Order, which is another name for the Communist Party. I have managed... Oh, we are on the road to victory. I got the brothers defending me. We have a lot of Latinos fooled. We can't let them get too far ahead, though, because there's also, among those Latinos, a lot of Viva Cristo Rey boys with their crosses and their mothers of Guadalupe. The more we splinter the country, the sooner we can remake the New World Order, which is the Communist Order. We can share with the whole world everything the USA has that they didn't earn. No one plays groups better than the Communist Party. My friends, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. Everybody thinks when the wall came down, communism died. Not true. They just morphed. The only ones that didn't morph were us, because we were in morph balls. I have managed to flood the country with illegals, show the baby pictures, make everybody cry, and then let MS-13 grow to 10,000 in one town in California. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine how much money we're going to make on insider trading, which only the Congress can do? What an outfit, man. What an outfit. So, having said that, we'll turn to a tune. Let's find something... You want to play a Democrat tune? Let's see if I can do this. I gotta move up or down. How am I gonna do that, mommy? Oh, I did it. Okay. We'll do the John Kerry song.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. Bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. The bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my cow, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away. Bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little love.
Bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
There was an article today on the Tea Party blogs that was referring to colleges are offering incentives to form Communist Party clubs. And they got a picture of one college group, the Democrat Socialists of America. And you got to see that crew, actually, it would make you sick. And you can, it's the same crew that protested the war in Nam. They haven't changed. As a matter of fact, they got younger. Hang in a second. We're going to give you another Everly Brothers tune. I got to say hello to somebody.
Bye bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the
I gotta give you another tune. This one's about a guy singing about a girl he's crazy about.
Guitars would softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say I love you. Thank you.
loving you, it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, I long to hear you say, I love you.
Okay, we're back. And what are we talking about? We're talking about no boots on the ground and ISIS is not Muslim. That's the one that got me. ISIS is not Muslim. What are they, Quakers? Executive Order 2014, all 160,000 combat troops re-entering the war zone I ran out of must wear ballet slippers and pirouette through the minefields that were not there yesterday when we left. On the other front, we are winning. The Air Force dropped God from the oath. The Department of Justice will not investigate racial discrimination among football teams who beat their wives, according to the Koran. The budget will be balanced as soon as the other 57 states get hooked on taxable drugs. Putin said today that in 2 days he can be in the capitals of 5 NATO countries, including Poland. He forgot I also pulled the defense missiles from Czechoslovakia, so that's 6 capitals he can be in. And be sure to forget, as some of those GIs rotting in Fort Leavenworth, they could be innocent. And not to mention Sergeant Tamaresi rotting in Mexico while President Enrique Piñata Face entertains ISIS in Juarez. Yeah, that's what we hear. And never forget, moderate Muslims are Christians and Jews. Okay, so where are we now? Sneak a tune. We'll do a French tune. The French are bombing in Syria. Isn't that wonderful? They came to the party first. One group did drop out, the part of the Coalition of the Willing. The Jamaican bobsled team dropped out today. No snow.
Moi, je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. J'ai toujours mes petites conversations, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
And a Coca-Cola. Okay, we're back. Now, you know that the Islamic State has issued a fatwa to find U.S. soldiers' homes in the USA, show up and slaughter them. That means their wives and children, too, you know. Yes. So, what are we going to do about that? Huh? And they're worried about the Muslims that left the United States and are now coming back, that were in Syria and Iraq. So here's some comments. I don't worry about the ones coming back. I'm worried about the ones that never left, that are still on a mission. One guy says, only my humble opinion, guy, but I think that the military is biding their time to knock off the White House Muslim and his witch and then take over to bring us back to normal. Good things happen to those who wait. Yeah. There's a saying about people who wait. On the plains of hesitation bleach the bones of countless millions who upon the threshold of victory sat down and waited, and waiting they died. So there's two different versions of that saying. Let's see what else we'll see. Somebody else has got the Islamic State. This is by a guy named Tom. Winston Churchill said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And we are the UP, and we in the UP are KJV, Bible-loving Christians. I don't know what UP stands for, up or something maybe. But we also have Neighborhood Watch on steroids. So we watch each other's property as well. And we have good trained dogs. Ours is a noble Roddy. Let those... Oh, it's one of those words you're not allowed to say when you get arrested by the PC police. Ragheads, come and taste our high country. UP hospitality. I still don't know what UP is. We are itching to test some of our new virgin hardware. Disabled Vietnam vet. God bless the Vietnam vets, man. They were stabbed so many times in the back. They were stabbed when they weren't even home. They were being stabbed in the back. And all of those congressmen and senators who are now running the country did it. They were the college students protesting the war for Joseph Stalin. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. You know the draft is coming back. You know that. It's inevitable. You've got to use my axiom. It works. Never can happen. Happens all the time. Oh, no, we're going to have mercenaries. We're going to hire mercenaries. Oh, yeah, you mean like the Romans? Yeah, we got the Goths coming in for supper tonight. And the Visigoths are going to pay us a visit. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to hire mercenaries. No, man. No. Patton said it all. I'm interested to see what Riley's book is, how accurate it is about Patton. He said it all. He called it a citizen army is the best. And the draft will come back. And this time will probably be more than ever before in the history of the draft. The first round will probably be 10 million. They'll probably go to 20 million. So if there's a camera on you, you better take some of those candles off the cake because you're going to get a call. Oh, that'll never happen. Yeah, you know who said that the last time I heard that saying? The citizens of France, especially in Paris, when the Germans broke through in World War One, and they were drafted immediately out of the cafes and put in taxi cabs and sent to the front in tuxedos. Yeah, unbelievable. Obamacare subsidizes abortion. The guy's a murderer. He's a murderer. He's the president of Murderers Row. Abortion is murder. It is absolute murder. You know, I feel sorry for the women. They got a heavy load, man. They got to carry around a whole bunch of crosses. They're never the same. You're killing part of your body. You're killing the love part of your body. You will never be whole again. As a matter of fact, I was watching a documentary one night, and a girl was going in for an abortion, and the doctor very clinically said to her, you know, one of the side effects is a weeping syndrome. And she said, what's that, doc? He says, well, from time to time, you'll have outbursts of hysteria, and you cry sporadically. Why is that, doc? Well, I have no idea. I'm just going to go in now and kill that kid. Yeah. It's our right. It's a woman's right to choose. Choose wisely, because you got to live with the choice. The guy's off the hook. He don't care. He may not even give you cab fare to go to the clinic. The saddest one I ever saw was, I believe this was the scenario. It was Jesse Jackson. He got a girl in trouble. And she was on her way to eliminate the witness. And Jesse was outside a prison holding a candle to protest the death penalty of a murderer. How's that? And he wouldn't even hold the other girl's hand, huh? Unbelievable. So, what should we do about that? Should we put an end to abortion in this country? It's sad to see the Irish going down the tubes. They were one of the few countries left that outlawed abortion. I hear Brazil, it's against the law. But they have the back alley abortions like the Democrat Party used to have before they moved to the front office. So, for all you feminists out there who don't like pro-life people would have sayings like, keep your rosaries off my ovaries. I'm going to dedicate this love song for you.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it. Your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing?
I'm a woman in love.
Okay, here's another comment on the Islamic State. Find U.S. soldiers' homes, show up and slaughter them. A guy told me a story one time about an Air Force base, I think it was in the South, and the town that was closest to the Air Force base, they had Muslims, you know, in shops and stores and in that same town. And they found out that the Muslims were riding around town and looking for homes of Air Force members. And they were looking to see if they could identify pilots' homes, just in case something went down, they could kill the pilots before they got to the base, and therefore no planes would fly. And it was in the paper. It was, and then it disappeared. You know that Alzheimer's media. Okay, so here's what this guy says: show up and slaughter them, talking about murdering U.S. soldiers. Good advice. He's talking about that other guy that said he has a dog. But we live way UP, okay, where the winters are too cold for those illegal aliens to bother us. Besides, we're all deer hunters up here. Lots of laughs. And those ghetto pigs would only get lost in the woods and eaten by the bears. I also sharpen knives to a razor finish and teach others how to do these things. We are preppers, and we're proud of it. Oh, that's that Vietnam vet again, 68 to 70. Vietnam, 68 to 70. We lost a lot of good people, and we broke a lot of spirit. And it wasn't until Bush threw Saddam out of Kuwait that America got its pride back, because the communists were always beating us down psychologically. You're nothing, you're nobody, you lost the war in Vietnam. And we have all of the college students that broke you in our camp. Yeah. Okay, so let's see what else we got. Supreme Court rules against the GOP. The GOP. So, oh yeah, Democrats are engaged in their dirty tricks campaign effort to steal control of the U.S. Senate. If they get the Senate, you can kiss your country goodbye. You will be speaking Russian in 10 years. Or Chinese, maybe both, and Arabic. You will be crucified. But I'm not even a Christian. You look like one to me, comrade. Yeah. Now, here's another guy. His name is Bob. He's talking about the Islamic State. He does. They're called goats. He always lies. Just promises unfulfilled. I guess he's talking about Obama. So he's commenting on somebody else's comment. Saving Private Kerry. Have you heard that one? This traitor is long past saving. I remember too well from the 70s. He still deserves to be drawn and quartered. A couple interesting notes. I have a guy that calls me. His name is Jimmy from Brooklyn. He knows more about communists than the Communist Party does. He used to show up at all their meetings and take notes. And they thought he was a party favorite, but he was really anti-communist and a very good one. And he's dedicated much of his life to exposing communists. And you want to know what Jimmy's philosophy is? When the wall came down, it just allowed the KGB to get here quicker. And we said the Cold War is over. Ronald Reagan defeated the communists. But the communists are stronger today than ever before. They're all over Latin America. And we have a president that's a communist. And to me, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and the Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party. And it's really sad. It's really sad. The country that had the greatest generation now has a lost generation. His colleges give students credit for pushing socialist causes. Not only should the undergraduate advisor who advertised these positions be fired over this, but the students who accepted the position should receive a failing grade for the credits they receive for the class. The failing grade would be justified because they did not meet the goal of the program that required the student develop the skill of critical thinking. I would consider being able to determine if a program is legal and or ethical as a critical thinking skill. You know what? I got a beef with Catholic colleges. They are just one level above the communist colleges. Georgetown's a disgrace. And I could name a few others, but I don't want to hurt the alumni's feelings. But I would say I would rather see a Catholic college closed and the money go to preschools and the money go to grammar schools to save the next generation rather than graduate a lost generation. There's Henry Harrison, and he's talking about the he's talking about that fatwa. And he says the only thing these guys understand is a bullet between their eyes. Candy-ass liberals are trying to fight a war with social media. When the SHTF, I think that's when the Shiite hits the fan, the only people that will be left standing will be ex-military, law enforcement, and NRA supporters. Speaking of NRA, I saw an ad in the NRA, and a girl was the spokesperson. Girls, you are in more danger today than ever before. You are so vulnerable, you have no idea. Maybe you do have an idea when the college dean told you you had to just swallow your pride on that rape charge. But girls, you should be in the NRA. You should be getting gun handling training. Even if you never use it, buy it and put it away in a safe place. Know how to use it. Or if you want to carry it, you know, like that girl that left wherever she left the party at 1 o'clock in the morning, she's gone now. You know they're just looking for her body. It's all over for her. She would have had a chance. They say a guy come up to him, put his arm around her, and he could have had a knife in her side and made the abduction look real smooth. But if she had a bra holster, she could have changed his mind. Now she's gone. Girls, arm yourselves, protect yourselves, and if you got children, keep them away from guns, but keep the gun handy. And if you don't do anything else, you should learn how to handle one. You should not be afraid of it. The communists make you scare you with gun tactics, anti-gun tactics. The gun is your friend and your only ally, and it sure beats a 911 call. I saw a girl who never fired on a documentary. I saw a girl that never fired a gun in her life. They gave her a gun and a bra holster. They gave her some training, and they put up a target. She got 6 rounds off in 3 seconds. And let me tell you, when the lead is flying, that guy that had certain thoughts about what he was going to do to you, he's got different thoughts when those rounds are flying. And you shoot and scream at the same time, and you'll get all the help you need. And I could tell you the story about that was in the NRA magazine about a 12-year-old girl whose father just left the house, and two guys, illegal aliens, had broken the front door and were running up the stairs. And that little 12-year-old girl came out with a shotgun, and she killed the first guy. She shot him in the groin halfway up the stairs, and she shot the second guy in the back as he was running out the door. When the police came, they found a gun in the first guy's pocket. And it turns out that the gun he had, he took from another house that he had robbed, and he had stabbed to death the owner of the gun. So, now, what is a 12-year-old girl? She was a champion skeet shooter. And that's why she was able to defend herself. So there's a nice hobby that girls could have, skeet shooting. You don't have to kill an animal. You can just clay pigeons. And if you can hit a clay pigeon, you can hit a stool pigeon. So, and girls have had guns a long time. Do you know what a muff gun is? It's a little handgun that women used to keep in their muffs, the muffs they used to wear in the 1800s to keep their hands warm. And inside that muff was a pistola. And so when some ruffian got out of hand, he got to do a few rounds. Here's a girl from Arizona, and she's talking about this new fine soldiers' homes and slaughter them. I don't care what happens to the Muslim in office. I care about the vets and their families. They can do their worst to him, but leave us citizens and our vets alone. I'm praying for everyone to be safe. Got to do more than pray. You ever hear the song from World War II? Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. 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 And we'll all stay free. Got no time to be a politician. Yeah. Here's a little Hey Senorita. People feel that the coalition of blacks and Latinos is solid and definitely all Democrat, and I gotta dispute that. And I'll tell you why. I see Latinos moving twice as fast as their competition up the ladder, and I see the competition that's at the bottom of the ladder. They will always be at the bottom of the ladder. But I watch these Latinos come here, and many of them Mexicans, and they're all working, man. They're all working, and they're up early in the morning, and they take the worst jobs, and they're raising their families here, and already the children are taller than the parents. And the one thing that separates the Latinos from other communist-controlled groups is that the many Latinos are Catholics, and they believe in Viva Cristo Rey, and they believe in Our Lady of Guadalupe. And as long as they have that belief, the communists will never be able to hold them forever. And the laborers today are the contractors of tomorrow. And you know what? We have in my borough, we have a congressman. His name is Grimm. And he's the only conservative congressman left in New York City. And they're trying to finish him off. So you know how they got him? He's got 20 counts. He owned a restaurant, and they saw him taking money out of the till. They didn't say that he put money in and he was taking money out or he was making change. They just saw him taking money out of the till. So they nailed him with 20 counts. And you know what one of the counts were? Hiring illegal immigrants. You go to any restaurant in the country. And I was at a Greek restaurant the other day, and I had the best baby lamb chops. And who was in the kitchen? All Mexicans in the Greek restaurant. Go to a French restaurant, who's in the kitchen? All Mexicans. Go to an Italian restaurant, who's in the kitchen? All Mexicans. Maybe one Italian. Yeah. I haven't seen them in the German restaurant yet. But they're getting there, and they're probably in there. So I just want to let you know that you Democrat communists, you're not going to be able to count on the Latinos forever because they're moving up, and they're not buying your communist BS or cagada de toro. In Hitler's Germany, they watched as they came for the Jews. In Hitler's Germany, they watched as they came for the gypsies. In Hitler's Germany, they watched as they came for their neighbors. And in Hitler's Germany, when they came for them, it was too late. So, this guy has created a situation called WENS. When I finished reading this, I was short of breath. Look back through the past 5 years and see how many WENs pop up. Read them all to better understand what we are going through as a country. When he refused to disclose who donated money to his election campaign, as other candidates had done, people said it didn't matter. When he received endorsements from people like Louis Farrakhan, Muammar Gaddafi, and Hugo Chavez, people said it didn't matter. When it was pointed out that he was a total newcomer and had absolutely no experience at anything except community organizing, people said it didn't matter. When he chose friends and acquaintances such as Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who were revolutionary radicals, people said it didn't matter. When his voting record in the Illinois Senate and in the U.S. Senate came into question, people said it didn't matter. When he refused to wear a flag lapel pin and did so only after a public outcry, people said it didn't matter. Started treating him as a messiah, and children in schools were taught to sing his praises, people said it didn't matter. When he stood with his hands over his groin area for the playing of the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, people said it didn't matter. When he surrounded himself in the White House with advisors who were pro-gun control, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, and wanted to curtail freedom of speech to silence the opposition, people said it didn't matter. When he said he favors sex education in kindergarten, including homosexual indoctrination, people said it didn't matter. When his personal background was either scrubbed or hidden and nothing could be found out about him, people said it didn't matter. When the place of his birth was called into question and he refused to produce a birth certificate, people said it didn't matter. When he had an association in Chicago with Tony Rezko, a man of questionable character who is now in prison, and had helped Obama to a sweet deal on the purchase of his home. People said it didn't matter. Hillary got a sweet deal on Chappaqua. The home was bought for her by the governor of Virginia. When it became known as George Soros, a multi-billionaire Marxist spent a ton of money to get him elected. People said it didn't matter. When he started appointing White House czars that were radicals, revolutionaries, and even avowed Marxist communists, people said it didn't matter. When he stood before the nation and told us that his intentions were to fundamentally transform this nation into something else, people said it didn't matter. When it became known that he had trained Acorn workers in Chicago and served as an attorney for Acorn, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed cabinet members and several advisors who were tax cheats and socialists, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed a science czar, John Holdren, who believes in forced abortions, mass sterilization, and seizing babies from teen mothers, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed Cass Sunstein as regulatory czar, who believes in explicit consent, harvesting human organs without family consent, and allowing animals to be represented in court while banning all hunting, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed Kevin Jennings, a homosexual and organizer of a group called Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, as Safe School Czar, and it became known that he had a history of bad advice to teenagers, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed Mark Lloyd as Diversity Czar, who believes in curtailing free speech, taking from one and giving to another to spread the wealth, who supports Hugo Chavez, people said it didn't matter. When Valerie Jarrett, an avowed socialist, was selected as Obama's senior White House advisor, people said it didn't matter. When Anita Dunn, the White House communications director, said Mao Zedong was her favorite philosopher and the person she turned to most for inspiration, people said it didn't matter. When he appointed Carol Browner, a well-known socialist, as global warming czar, working on cap and trade as the nation's largest tax, people said it didn't matter. 80% reduction in tax and 80% reduction in government will balance the budget and pay off the debt. When he appointed Van Jones, an ex-con and avowed communist, as green energy czar, who since had to resign when this was made known, people said it didn't matter, but he got a job in NBC, which is a haven for communists. Yeah, look what they did to Joe Brainwashed. What's his name? Hangs around with Brzezinski's daughter. Yeah. When Tom Daschle, Obama's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary, could not be confirmed because he was a tax cheat, people said it didn't matter. When, as President of the United States, he bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia, people said it didn't matter. When he traveled around the world criticizing America and never once talking of her greatness, people said it didn't matter. When his actions concerning the Middle East seemed to support the Palestinians over Israel, our longtime ally, people said it didn't matter. When he took American tax dollars to resettle thousands of Palestinians from Gaza to the United States, people said it didn't matter. When he upset the Europeans by removing plans for a missile defense system against the Russians, people said it didn't matter. Who are those people? When he played politics in Afghanistan by not sending troops early on when the field commander said they were necessary to win, people said it didn't matter. When he started spending us into debt that was so big we could not pay it off, people said it didn't matter. when he took a huge spending bill under the guise of stimulus and used it to pay off organizations, unions, and individuals that got him elected, people said it didn't matter. And I remember that stimulus bill, and I remember Robert Reich in front of a Senate committee saying, be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers. Robert Reich said, be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers. When he took over insurance companies, car companies, banks, etc., people said it didn't matter. The GM thing was a hoax. That was a terrible hoax. And the people that had put up their hard-earned money to get preferred stock all got screwed. And now the union runs General Motors, and one day that's going to collapse. When he took away student loans from the banks and put it through the government, people said it didn't matter. Buying votes, that's all he does. He takes your tax money and he buys votes so that he can destroy you. When he designed plans to take over the healthcare system and put it under government control, people said it didn't matter. When he claimed he was a Christian during the election and tapes were later made public that showed Obama speaking to a Muslim group saying he was raised a Muslim, educated as a Muslim, and is still a Muslim, people said it didn't matter. When he set into motion a plan to take over the control of all energies in the United States through cap and trade, people said it didn't matter. One of the proofs that we're all slaves in this country today, we have no control over the assets that belong to the American people, one of them being oil and natural gas. We should be exporting oil and natural gas, especially to Europe, which is now under the threat of a cold winter under the Russians, the communists, the Soviets. They changed their flag and they changed their name. And even the KGB has gotten three new letters, but they're still the Soviet communists. He traded five terrorists in Gitmo for one deserter. I told you who they were, right? Possible traitor within consulting Congress. Without consulting Congress, and people said it didn't matter. When he finally completed his transformation of America into a socialist state, people woke up, but it was too late. Add these up one by one, and you get a score that points to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is determined to turn America into a Marxist socialist society. All of the items in the preceding paragraphs have been put into place. So have the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And the Democrats are responsible for that. This is not one man doing all this damage. This is an entire party. All can be documented very easily before you disavow this and do an internet search. The last paragraph alone is not yet cast in stone. You and I will write that paragraph. Will it read as above or will it be a happier ending? Don't just belittle the opposition. Search for the truth. We all need to pull together or watch the demise of a free democratic society, a republic. We need to seek the truth and take action, for it will keep us free. Our biggest enemy is not China, Russia, North Korea, or Iran. Our biggest enemy is our complacent selves. The government will not help, so we need to do it ourselves. Okay. Both Obama and Hillary are followers of Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals. They want the USA to become a socialist state. There's only one thing wrong with a socialist state. Only the man on top makes the money. Everybody else is expendable. So having said that, we'll jump for a tune. And we'll do a little marching band. time to wind it down, but I'll pass this little thought on to you. An Amish farmer was walking through his field, and he notices a man drinking from his pond with his hand. And the Amish farmer shouts, "Trinken Sie nicht das Wasser, die Kehe und die Schweine haben hingeschissen," which means, "Don't drink the water, the cows and the pigs have pooped in it." And the man shouts back, "I'm a Muslim, I don't understand your gibberish. Speak English, infidel." The Amish farmer shouts back in English, "Use two hands, you'll get more." Okay, we're closing with "It Don't Mean a Thing."
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing.